Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the welcome to Geelong. Yeah, it was interesting to tell you the truth. I'd had a lot of interesting words with players on the field over the time, and I've certainly had my moments in Geelong Hawthorn games. So,
Yeah.
yeah, it was very interesting. I'm big and ugly enough to put up with it all and walk in and not be too nervous. So,
Yeah.
after 10 years in the game, you get to know a lot of people in the industry, and yeah, it's been a really good move so far, and really enjoying it. So, hopefully, fingers crossed, it all works out.
Just on the Hawks thing, because we are so close to the famous Easter Monday game. I mean, basically straight away you get to play your old team. How does that feel? Like, obviously, those great games that Geelong and Hawthorn had over that period, and how does it feel being on the other side now?
Yeah, it's going to be interesting running out. Obviously, got a lot of people that I'm very close to at the Hawthorn Football Club after spending a decade there. But I guess once the siren goes, that'll be all put aside for 3 hours. And hey, why not? Bit of entertainment, bit of fun. I'm sure I'm going to cop a fair bit of heat, but I'm a big boy and I made the decision, so it should be a lot of fun. And hopefully by then, Daniel Andrews has opened up sporting stadiums to 100%, and hopefully we see 100,000 at MCG and a great atmosphere and something awesome for the fans to see.
Because of the size of the arena and the blockbusters that have been the Cats and the Hawks in the past, you really haven't had the opportunity to play at GMHBA before until really this year, right?
Yeah, I think I played a VFL game there for Ballarat many, many moons ago. And we played that one game this year that had no fans to play GMHBA. So,
That's right.
yeah, playing Essendon over the weekend was sort of the first real game of football that I had there. So it was very, very interesting. It's a different ground. It was a different feel playing where you train. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I really enjoyed it. And it's a beautiful stadium. They've done a great job down here in Geelong. It'll be awesome once the new stand's finished. And,
Yeah.
you know, it's probably the premier boutique stadium in Australia. So I'm very lucky to have it at my home as my home ground now, and really looking forward to playing
I'll tell you what, you'd be a
there
great
during
real
the
estate
season.
agent, wouldn't you? Premier boutique stadium. A
Yeah,
couple of
talking about
fixer-ups.
real estate agents, I need one to find me a house if anyone's watching.
Yeah, brilliant.
More in the
So,
wake.
obviously, like a few of you coming across to Geelong, which has been like great, and it's a great team, a little bit older, you know, a lot of veterans. Where is this team situated? I mean, you're going to say there's still a lot of footy to play before finals, and obviously, but surely the aim in the back of everyone's head is to get the flag.
I'm not one of those cliche guys, so you don't have to worry about
Oh,
that.
good.
No, I think Geelong have done very well, especially over the last few years, to assemble such a good list. And hopefully, Jezza, Higo, and I can contribute to that. And obviously, we've put ourselves in a position to challenge. And I've been fortunate to win a few, but you need luck to go your way. And hopefully, it all works out that we're fit and firing at the end of the season. But to be honest, we're in it to win it, and let's hope we do.
Finally, you are a dad to little Isla. She turned one recently, I think I saw.
She did.
Yeah, now she's still a little young yet, but are you starting to like get the little mini footies and putting it in her hands just to get a feel for the sharing? Are you going to be one of those dads buying her a first pair of footy boots, or are you just going to...
I don't know if I'll be doing that. I did buy her a jumper for her first birthday. I bought her
Oh, cute.
a Geelong little jumper. We're not sure what number we're going to put on it. We're either putting number 6 or number 18. So I put the challenge out to Clarkie and Chooker Constable to see which one will end up on the jumper. But yeah, one of them's going to get a run. So Isla's taking a liking to them.
Oh, Isaac Smith, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it, and all the best for the season.
Yeah, thank you very much, guys. Great to have my first official interview with Kay Rock as a Geelong player.